It was a historic day, December 25th, 1991.
I always spoke for freedom, independence of the people, to the sovereignty of the republics.
Soviet Union President Mikhail Gorbachev resigned, and the Soviet Union dissolved into 15 separate countries. But years before that, Yelena Ipova was a 10-year-old living in what was then called Leningrad.
I still remember quite a bit from that age, but we lived in Leningrad in an apartment with six other families, and every family had a room, and we shared one bathroom and one kitchen. And to be honest with you, for me, I didn't experience major inconvenience. I mean, it's the only thing I've seen in my life, so it was fine.
Leningrad is now St. Petersburg. In a small apartment lived Yelena, her parents, and her grandmother. They are of Russian Jewish descent.
I cannot say that I've always wanted to leave. I mean, there was a certain level of anti-Semitism in Russia, so definitely experienced some of that. I mean, I cannot say that it was very bad for me, but at the same time, there were definitely instances where I was trying to hide my Jewish identity, even that, you know, in Russia, we never really practiced any religion. It was more like, you know, my mom is Jewish, my grandmother was Jewish, you know, you're born, you're Jewish, you know. So for that reason, a lot of Jews wanted to leave. So it's always been sort of in the back of my mind.
Yelena says she has fond memories of friends and classmates, but when the opportunity to leave presented itself, she took it.
It was an interesting route. Everybody had to get an invitation from Israel, and, you know, it was Jewish immigration, and then we got an invitation, we applied, had to go through so many different organizations to get clearance and to make sure that we were allowed to leave.
By this time, Yelena had finished college and was married. It wouldn't be easy trying to leave Russia. Yelena and her husband, Leonid, would go through several interviews. The entire process would take a year.
It was very, very hard because I talked to so many people, like even professors in college who told me, Yelena, you're making such a big mistake. Don't you understand? People were really talking me out of it. And of course, some other people were like, lucky you, you know, how can I get on this train?
The couple would spend 4 months in Europe. And then on January 20th, 1990, they were heading to Atlanta.
When I got on the plane from New York to Atlanta, the pilot made some announcements, and I was talking to my husband. I said, what language does he speak? Because he was Southern. I had no clue it was even English. That's how much I understood.
Rose Scott, WABE News.